Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Youth Sunday. This morning, we are glad that you're able to join us and worship with us this morning. Thank you guys for being online with us today. At this time, we're going to have our praise and worship by Sister Lourdine Mills.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Eternal Father and our God, we come before you this morning giving thanks. We come before you with hands lifted up and hearts wide open, and we're asking you, God, for more of your spirit and more of your power. God, we want to thank you for protecting us. We want to thank you for keeping us. We want to thank you for putting your hands on us. So right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we are asking that you come down and you dwell with us in worship today, that you will be with us, and mighty God, that our focus will be on you and you only, God, because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for who you have been, who you continue to be in our lives, Jesus. And we just want to put you at the forefront this morning, God, and give you the praise, the glory, and honor that you deserve. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and put our hands together this morning, and let's sing to the glory of God. We're going to sing about how big our God is today. My God is big, so strong, so mighty. My God's plan for me goes beyond our wildest dreams. My God is big, he's so strong, so mighty. By God's plan for me goes beyond my wildest dreams. By God is good, so good to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. My God is big, so strong, he's so mighty. My God plan for me goes beyond my wildest dreams. By God is good, he's so good to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody say yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's my God, yeah. He is my refuge. He's the rock on which I stand.
Good morning again. Welcome to our Youth Sunday service. If you are just joining in, this is Sister Toria, and we're here to welcome you. We're just going to have our morning prayer by Evangelist Pauline Drummond.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. Daily live. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah, most righteous God, we look to you right now. Just thanking you, God, for this day. Thanking you, Lord, for opening up our eyes to let us live to see another Sunday, God, where we can glorify you and worship you, mighty God, even though we do not see each other, God, but we are online, Lord, and the Holy Spirit goes wherever and live wherever we are in us, Lord Jesus. And this morning, God, we thank you. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the Holiness Christian Church, every leader, every brethren, every member, whoever comes in and just join us right now this morning. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that, oh God, as they come off this line, that they will be blessed, oh God Almighty. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to pray, Lord God, for our pastor this morning, Pastor Newton. Lord Jesus, we ask that, God, even now that you will touch him, God, that you will anoint him from the crown of his head unto the sole of his feet. God Almighty, that he will be the leader, oh God Almighty, that you have ordained him to be. Father God in heaven, even now, Lord, he's not feeling too well 100%. But God, you are in the midst of it. You are there, oh God Almighty, to comfort him in anything, whatever situation he's going through, whatever pain he's going through, God, you are there. Oh, Heavenly Father, draw close to him, God, as he draw close to you, Lord Jesus. Father, remember our Reverend Bardwell, oh God, wherever he is right now. We ask, oh God, that you will touch him. We ask that you will also anoint him, God, from the crown of his head unto the sole of his feet. Oh, God Almighty, we pray, oh God Almighty, for leaders in our church, leaders in the Holiness Christian Church, continue to strengthen them, Jesus. Continue, God Almighty, to speak to them. Continue, Lord, to let us shine our lights, oh God, that others may see your good work and come to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Mighty God, we pray, oh God, for those, oh God Almighty, who have committed themselves to you, mighty God. But Lord Jesus, because of the things that is going on, oh, God Almighty, they haven't been baptized yet. But, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are there. Holy Spirit, you walk with them. Holy Spirit, you talk with them. Mighty God, console them, Lord Jesus. Oh, God Almighty, and Father, we ask that you will just continue to lift them up and strengthen them, oh, God, from day to day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask, oh, God Almighty, for our youth, oh, God in heaven, this morning, as they come, Lord God, to present whatever you place on their heart to you, Lord Jesus. God, we ask that we will be blessed and they also will be blessed, mighty God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you because you're great. We thank you because you are God. Father, in heaven, we pray, Lord Jesus, also for our leader of this great nation, this country, America. God, we pray, oh God Almighty, that, Father, you will just touch him, God. Anoint him also, God, that whatever is going through right now, that he will be better, oh God, before we present himself, oh God, to others out there. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will create in him a clean heart, Lord Jesus, a clean mind, a spirit, mighty God, that is your spirit, the right spirit in him, mighty God, so that he can lead your people, lead your country. Oh, God Almighty, we ask, Lord Jesus, God Almighty, that you will touch him, touch his family, touch those who are walking with him, the White House. Jesus, we ask, Lord God Almighty, that, oh, Jesus Christ, that you will anoint him daily, everyone, their heart, their mind, their soul, their spirit, so when they come and stand before your people, that they will present good things, positive things, oh, God Almighty, loving things, kind things, things that, oh God, in heaven that you place in his heart, not what men place in their heart. Father, we want to thank you. And, oh God, remember the moderator this morning, Lord God Almighty, we pray that, Father, that you will just take away fear. Oh God Almighty, and whatever, Lord Jesus, the moderator have, to bring to us, Lord God. Father, we ask, oh God Almighty, that it will be unto you, unto your name. God, remember, Lord Jesus, the one who's going to bring your word. Father, we ask, oh, God Almighty, that, Lord Jesus, whatever you place on her heart, oh, God, that she will present it to us and that we will leave here, oh, God Almighty, being filled, oh, God in heaven, with your word, being filled, Lord Jesus, is whatever you present to our hearts. Father, we thank you. God, we praise you. And Lord, we give you thanks in all the name of the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Pauline Drummond, Evangelist Drummond. I'm sorry. At this time, we're going to have Sister Lordine Mills again. With a little difficulty, but we're still giving God praise, and we still want to be in our worship mode. Let's give God thanks, Sister Lordine.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, God, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, God. We lift you up, Father. There is no one like you.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You're here. You're moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. God, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here. You're touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, yoga, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all fears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, your promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Here, you're touching every heart, and I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, your promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Hallelujah, God, you're a Waymaker, our promise keeper, miracle worker, our light in the darkness, God. That is who you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and sing this song again, My God is Big, because regardless of whatever is happening around us, our God is bigger than our circumstances. Our God is bigger than our troubles, and He is bigger than our worries. Let's sing together this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. My God is big, so strong, so mighty. My God plans for me, goes beyond the wildest dreams. My God is big, He's so strong, so mighty. My God's plan for me goes beyond the wildest dream. My God is good, He's so good to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody say yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. My God is big, so strong, so mighty. My God plans for me goes beyond the wildest dream. My God is good, He's so good to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody say yeah, 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 yeah. So good to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's my God, yeah. He is my refuge, He's a rock on which I stand. He's my fortress, my God, He is my life. He holds the whole world in His hand. He's my God, and He is my refuge. He's the rock on which I stand. He's my fortress. My God, He is my life. He holds the whole world in His hand. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Declare it all over your life this morning.
Cannot do, nothing's impossible. There's nothing my God cannot do. 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 There's nothing my God cannot do.
Hallelujah. There is nothing that our God cannot do. There is nothing that is impossible with God. He is our miracle worker and our promise keeper. Nothing is impossible. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for being the God of impossibles. We thank you for that this morning, God. Thank you. I now hand over the rest of the service back to Sister Toria.
Thank you, Sister Lordine. Amen. There's nothing, and I mean nothing, that my God cannot do. There's nothing that your God cannot do. I know that we always have a hymn after our prayer, but today I just want us to worship God. Take a few seconds out right now where you are. If you're in your kitchen, if you're cooking, whatever you're doing, if you're driving, if you're at work, just take a few seconds out right now at this moment and give God worship. Just worship him. Just tell God how grateful you are. Just tell him how much you love him. Just love upon God right now. Just tell him how much you adore him. If he has done so much for you, he has kept you this morning. You're in your right mind. Oh, my God, you don't have corona. Your kids are safe right now. Just give God the glory. Give God worship this morning. Thank him for everything that he has done for you. Thank him for keeping you together this morning. Thank him for putting food on your table. You have a roof over your head this morning. You're not sleeping on the street this morning. Oh my God, your kids are healthy. They're not sick. You're not in the hospital. You're not dying this morning. Oh God, bless him for everything that you have. Even if you couldn't find a dollar, oh God, he made it available for you. Oh my God, no matter what is going on in your life, God is awesome. No matter what is going in your life, God is great. He is an awesome God. He is a foreverlasting God. Oh my God, what can God not do for you? If you put your trust and faith in him, what is it that God cannot do for you? Just give God the praise. Just give him the glory. Just love God this morning. Just say, thank you, Father God, that I'm even able this morning to open up my eyes, that I can speak this morning. Just thank him. Just thank him. No matter what you're going through, Bridget, just give God thanks. Just give him thanks. Just give him thanks. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that God can do. I know sometimes it seems impossible. I know sometimes you just don't understand what is going on. But trust me, Bridget, God is faithful. He is loyal. And I can tell you this, there is nothing in this world that God cannot do if you just give him the chance and just lay your burdens to him and give him the opportunity to work in your life. Praise God. And you will see how God can turn your situation around this morning. We thank you once again for joining our youth worship this morning. At this time, thank God, we are going to have our scripture lesson that is taken from Psalms 23, verse 1 through 6, and it's read by Kayla Dixon.
Good morning, church. Today I'll be reading from Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of the righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I will not fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Kayla. That was beautiful. At this time, we're going to have our welcome and announcements by Sister Kamika Newville.
Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday service. It's Youth Sunday. Please continue to pray for Pastor Newton, who is on medical leave. Greetings to Reverend Bartowell, who has returned safely from his trip. Greetings to all leaders and members of Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. If there are any first-time visitors, we welcome you and pray that you will be blessed by this service. Please continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, and also for those who have lost a loved one. Remember, the holiday dinner will be held on December 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Orders are being taken now. To place your order, you can call 914-252-7774, or you can fill out the digital menu card. Please visit the church's website for more information. October 24th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., will be our annual WMD dinner. This year, it will be a virtual event. We're asking everyone to invite their family and friends to attend. There will be prizes and giveaways throughout the night. We'll be collecting monetary pledges towards the fundraising goal. It will be a special night filled with entertainment, so get your dancing shoes ready and save the date, October 24th. Happy birthday to Sister Hermine's granddaughter, Ava, from your grandparents, uncles, and aunts. Happy birthday to all those celebrating in the month of October. Please remember the prayer meeting on this line every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday morning from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. and Wednesday at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. Visit the church's website, holinesschristianchurch.org, to find all the methods to give your tithes and offering. The online donation method is also available for those who wish to utilize that option. There will be a men's discussion this Monday night at 7 p.m. on the conference line. Please bear the announcements in mind and have a blessed Sunday.
Thank you, Sister Kamika Newville. And also, guys, I just wanted to please I'm asking for prayer for our youths. Many of them are doing online school, and it's tough for them. And, you know, we know that they're home and they're stuck and we don't know what they're going through. Not only our youths, but youths out there, please pray for them. You know, a lot of them are also going back to school, and with this virus that's spreading, you know, we just want to keep our youths in our prayer because they are the future. So please bear that in mind also. And guys, also keep yourself protected. Please get tested. I know that Dr. Nadine didn't make the announcement, but please, I'm asking for everyone to be safe. I see so many positive for babies and adults, and it's so heartbreaking, you know. So we're just asking everyone to please keep yourself safe. If you can, just bear that in mind. Also, at this time, we're going to have our offertory prayer by Sister Nicola Jenkins.
Good morning, everyone. I just ask you where you are to just bow your heads and close your eyes. Father in heaven, Lord, I just want to thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just continuing to bless us, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us safe for this week, Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing us for this opportunity to be with you in this manner, Lord Jesus. And we want to thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to give to your kingdom, Lord Jesus, to give this offering to your kingdom, Lord God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you put a special blessing upon it, Lord God, that it may do the good that is collected to do, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless those, Lord God, with the opportunity to give, Lord Jesus. Continue to make a way for them, Lord Jesus, that they will have the means to give, Lord God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you just provide for those, Lord God, who may be struggling at this time, Lord God, that may not have the means to give right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you open the doors for them that may be closed, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you make a way for them, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that whatever obstacles that is in their way, Lord God, that you remove it, Lord Jesus, and provide for them, Lord God. Keep them, Lord Jesus. And I just pray for your continued blessing upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for continuing to provide for us, Lord God, because you know the needs of your people, Lord God. You know what we need. You know what we want, Lord God, and you continue to bless us, Lord Jesus. And I give you thanks, Lord God, for your blessing. I give you thanks for your mercy. I give you thanks for your grace, Lord God. And let's pray, Lord God, once again that whatever is collected, Lord Jesus, whatever means is given, Lord God, that it continues to build your kingdom, Lord Jesus, continue to help to win souls for you, Lord Jesus, and just continue to keep us, Lord God, as we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Almighty God. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Nicola. I'm going to introduce our speaker for today. She is an awesome, awesome woman of God, someone that I really look up to, has encouraged and inspired me. Her walk with God has just grown every day, you know, and I just see her do so much, even in her work and even in church. And I just, you know, I'm really proud of her. She's come a long way, and I never expected her to speak, but I'm just 100% proud of this young woman. At this time, your speaker for today is Sister Samantha Fisher.
I just want to give God thanks for his love and his mercy and his grace. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here again and to bring the word. So I will pray. I'll ask that you bow your heads with me. Praise God. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for all that you do, O God. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for all the mercies that I see every day. And Lord God, I pray as I bring the word, Father God, that you will create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, that self be slain, and that you alone will be seen, and that words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read the scripture. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to be a witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. John bear witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. But I want to talk with you this morning about, God's plan. God has a plan. The people of Israel needed a savior. They have had many kings, and some kings were good and some were not so good. They led the people into idol worshiping. And if you know anything about God, he doesn't want you to have any other god but him. He's a jealous God. So when he calls you, he wants you to put him first, but he doesn't want you to have any other gods except for him. And God had promised the children of Israel a savior for a long time, and they've been waiting and waiting for the coming Messiah. And if you know anything about the children of Israel, they can be a bit miserable sometimes. They can complain a lot. God, why are you taking so long? God, we want this. God, we want this king. We want that king. And, you know, they're very bold, and they like to go before God and tell God exactly what they need. And, you know, they're also a group of complaining people, but they're good people because they're God's chosen people. So God had a plan. John was born of Elizabeth and Zechariah. John was ordained by God. God decided that he was going to have this baby be born of this barren couple. Barren meaning that they couldn't, the wife couldn't have children at the time. She had no kids. She couldn't. And she was older too. But finally, God sent John the Baptist to preach the word of God. He told the people that they had to live differently in order for them to get to heaven. He told them that they have to be baptized and they had to believe in the light. The light was Jesus. John was not the light, but he came to be a witness of that light. But they had Moses' law at the time. Moses' law was, you know, like the Ten Commandments and some other laws that they had, restrictions and things that the people had to follow. So they had that law, and that was their way of getting into heaven at that time. But God decided that with everything going on, they need a savior. They need a new thing. And this new thing is Jesus. This new thing is grace. So grace is what they're going to be saved by. And this grace is given by Jesus Christ. So John told the people to prepare for the coming of the savior by confessing their sins. So John was like, he was like the hors d'oeuvres before the main course. You know, you go out to a restaurant, they give you like appetizers. So John was like the appetizer before the main meal. And John was human, but Jesus was God himself. Jesus is greater than John. Jesus saves people from their sins. He heals people from their sickness, and he gives people hope, and he tells the truth. He gives comfort, and he gives rest for people who are tired. He prays for us, and he asks God to help us. That's what Jesus does. That's his job. And just like God, just like John, God wants to use us as young people. He wants to use us to spread the word. He's coming back, and he wants to take us to heaven, and he wants everyone in the world to hear about him. He wants to use you to tell your friends about him. He wants you to tell your family about him and everyone that you meet. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in your heart, and you have defeated the evil one. The evil one is the devil. Be confident in yourselves, young people. I encourage you. Be confident, because God is confident in you. And you see it in the scripture, right? He calls you because you're strong, because you're capable, because he knows your worth. And you're strong and courageous, and you're conquerors. You defeat the devil by accepting Jesus Christ. So you don't fall for his tricks. You're wise because you know the word of God. So if you are one of those persons who have not heard the word of God, and you're wondering how you can get to know God because you want to be that strong, courageous person and you know that God can use you and you want God to use you, if you're wondering, how do I get to heaven? The word tells us that there are people who want to go to heaven, but they're having a hard time sort of like doing all the right things and denying themselves and choosing all the right ways to live. They're having a hard time figuring that out. And the Bible tells us, and he confirms that, it says, enter in at the straight gate in Matthew chapter 7. It says, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life eternal, and few there be that enter in. So I want you young people to figure out which gate you're at. Like, are you at the straight gate? Are you at the broad gates? Did you find yourself, like, you know, assess yourself? Because I can't assess you. The Bible tells you that you judge not, lest ye be judged. So you have to judge yourself and know where you are and know what results you want to come up with. What, you know, what is your end? What do you want your end to be like? So if you wake up every day, you know, I don't know if anyone has read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It tells you to begin with your end in mind. It's one of the habits. So you wake up every day with your end in mind. And where do I see myself? What do you want people to say at your funeral? You know, what do you want people to say about you when you die? Where do you want to end up? Where do you want your soul to be? And if you assess yourself based on those standards, then you might want to accept Christ. And not might, but you should. And I encourage you to accept Christ, to fully surrender to him. And that way you can be in heaven with God and you can be a part of God's plan, like John, where he wants to use you to bring others to him. So I want to encourage you to, you know, assess yourself, search your heart, search your soul, and figure out where you are. And if you're at the straight gate, then great. And if you're on Broadway, where everything is glittering and everything is great and you feel good and your flesh is good and you're like eating and drinking and you're merry and you're having a great time. And that's all good because God tells us in the Word to eat, drink, and be merry. But he also tells you that he's going to judge you at the end. And that for everything that you've done and everything that you've eaten and drunken and all the merriness that you've had, you got to pay a price for it at the end. So it's great now. And it feels good now, but at the end of the day, you got to pay up, and you want to be on the straight gate at the end of it all. You don't want to be on Broadway where you end up in hellfire. So I want to encourage you to assess yourself and see where you are. Are you reading your Bible every day? Are you praying? Are you seeking God? Are you making the right choices? You know, the children of Israel were encouraged by John to live right. He encouraged them to have faith and to believe in the light. And God wants to use you to encourage your friends and your family to do the same. And I'm encouraging you to do the same, to believe in God, to read the Word, to make the right choices. I want to encourage you to remember your Creator in the days of your youth, because eventually you're going to get old. Those bones, those strong bones, they're going to get a little weak. And those eyes that we see through, they're going to become dark. And just the mere sound of crickets will annoy you because it's like irritating to your ear, you know? So it's just really important to remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before your evil days is what they call it, draw nigh. Before you get old, and you have no pleasure in doing anything that you would want to do when you were young. When you get older, you kind of just want to relax. But now that you're young and you have all this energy, God wants to use you. God wants you to use that energy for him. He wants you to sing in praise and worship. He wants you to be a part of the teams in the church. You know, he wants you to bring all your youth and your excitement and all this life that you have into the church. So things will be exciting. So that way you enjoy coming on a Friday night or coming to Sunday school on a Sunday morning, or even to divine worship. You know, God wants you to come with your ideas and all the things that you can think of as young people to edify the church and to make the church a place where it's what's happening. You know, if you use those terms, I'm a bit older than you, but, you know, to come to a place where things are just like, yeah, this is what's up, you know? And I really want to encourage you to be that Christian. So I'll continue. God wants you to give your heart to him. And the Word says in Romans that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So once you are saved, you begin to spread the word of the coming of Christ. And God wants to use you, young people, in the church. The leaders now, they've worked hard,
and some of them may want to hand over the mantle to you. But they want committed Christians. They want Christians who are committed and want Christians who want to stay in the church, not Christians who will come today and then tomorrow they're kind of gone because their friends call them to go to a party or they want to do this or that. But they want people who are committed to doing the work of God. So while they want to hand it over, they might be a bit hesitant because they're not sure if you're really committed to the work. So we want to show that we are committed to the work. We want to show that we are able to handle the work of God by showing up for church and being there on time and raising our hands and worshiping God and telling God how much we love him. That's how we show God that we are committed to him. God wants your help to raise up the younger generation. He wants you to spread the word of God just like John did. He wants you to bring in new believers to the church. He wants you to pave the way for his return because he's coming back and everyone in the world has to hear about him. So he needs everybody. And when I say everybody, the last part of that word body, every physical body, to do their part in the coming of Christ. We have to go out and tell people as we're on the bus or at work. And I, too, am convicted that I have to do more in sharing the word of God. So I just want to encourage you that if you believe today, I want to pray with you. I want you to unmute yourselves. And if you believe today, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you so that way you can receive Christ. I want to pray with you so you can accept him today. Yes, at this very minute, if you want to confess your sins and accept Jesus Christ right now, I'm going to pray with you. Pray with me openly so that way we can help you to accept Jesus Christ. The Word of God says in Romans 10, it encourages you to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And he says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you're saved. So today, if you want to confess and if you believe in your heart, you can be saved. I encourage you to come on and open up and be bold and pray this prayer with me and receive Jesus Christ right now. I'll begin. Dear God, I believe in you. I believe that you're the Son of God. Please come into my heart. Forgive me of anything that I've done. I surrender myself to you. Take full control of me, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that's it. You've received Christ in the heart. And you are now a new creation. You are part of the kingdom. And I welcome you. And if you have done this prayer with me, I want you to stay after the benediction, after I call Sister Bardwell or Evangelist Bardwell and she prays. I want you to stay on and we'll take your name and we'll call you and we'll encourage you because we want to see you grow. We want to see you grow in the kingdom of God. We're all about life saving, and that's what Christians are all about. We're all about saving people. We're all about helping people to become saved and raising you up and nurturing you and caring for you until you become strong. And you can bring the word of God, and you could encourage other people to bring them into the household of faith. Because that is our mission. That is our goal. Amen. Hand over to our evangelist, Bartolo. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We give God thanks this morning for such a profound word, a word that we really need in these times. It's a word for everyone, but especially for our youth today. Thanks, Sister Samantha, so much for this timely message that comes from her heart. And when I think back, I can remember her being a young person, or you could say a little girl, who has grown up in the church. and who have come to meet the Lord, and is able to bring this message across of, you know, her life, her commitment to the Lord, and encouraging the young ones to come to know the Lord. She encourages us that God has a plan for us, for every one of us. When God made us, He had that plan for every person. You know, we were born to serve the Lord. And even though the world looks like there are so many other important things to take care of, school and our lives, our career, our family life and all of that, all these are important. But the first thing is that we were created to serve the Lord. And God took time to fashion us and to make us in His own image, gives us this unique look, give us our gifts and abilities to be used for Him. And today, we need to make sure that the plan, the real plan that God has for us, is being fulfilled. You know, sometimes everything looks so important. There are so many distractions for young people today. So many distractions because the enemy is doing this so you take your mind off what is really important. And what is important is that we were born to serve the Lord. Our sister said that assess yourself and see where you are. Are you on the straight and narrow path, the path that God wants you to be on when He made you? Or are you on the broad path leading to destruction? Because hell is real. And anybody who doesn't obey the Lord can go there. It doesn't matter what age you are, as long as you have an understanding. And this morning is an opportunity to surrender yourselves to the Lord. Our sister has led you into a prayer, and I do hope that that many of you really surrendered yourselves to the Lord this morning. It's the best way, and it's the only way. And what really happens, and if people who have lived their lives without Christ will tell you the truth, they will tell you that life is empty without Christ. There is something there that nothing else can fill. Doesn't matter what achievements you make in life, there is something in your heart that nothing else can fill. Only Jesus can fill that space. Why is it that some young people end up committing suicide? Why is it that some people who have already achieved in life and have grown to be have to acquire the star status and all of that end up taking their lives? Because they realize that everything else is emptiness. Only Christ can fill your life. And so God has a plan, and I pray this morning that each of us will allow God's plan to be fulfilled in our lives. This verse in the scripture that was read, John 1, verse 12, says, as many as received Him, to them He gives the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on His name. This morning, not only the young people, but we as grown-ups make sure that God's purpose is fulfilled in our lives, that we are living for Him. And the sister mentioned that we tell others about Him. Young people, nobody can tell young people about the Lord like you. So when He calls you, just be committed to Him and let Him use you to help others. Some of us grown-ups, when we are telling young people that, life is fulfilling only with Jesus, they might say to themselves, what you know about, and you are an older person. I am young, I see things different from you. But when you, as a young person, is able to go and tell them what you have experienced, but if you can't share the experience unless you have it, when you can tell them your experience, then it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. So I pray this morning, as this word has gone forth, that we will take it seriously, realize that God has a plan for us. His plan is that we serve Him. His plan is that we share His word with others. And nothing is fulfilling as when our lives are committed to the Lord. And so I pray that the word was a blessing to you, and that today will be the beginning of changes in our lives. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray the closing prayer and then the benediction. And as Sister Samantha asks her to remain online, if you have prayed the prayer, I'll just hand over to her to take names or whatever she has in mind to do. So let us pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning and we truly thank you for your grace and your mercies towards us. Thank you for giving us this opportunity this morning to hear another word from you. Thank you for using your child, O God, to bring across this word. O God, to let us know, to remind us that you have a plan for us. Lord, we are in the midst of many things happening. O God, even our world is, at this moment is in turmoil. O God, many of our young people are frustrated. Oh, are disappointed with how things are going in their lives, even during this COVID period. But God, I pray that you'd help them to receive this message this morning, to understand that you have a plan for us in the midst of everything that is happening. Nothing is important like the plan that you have for us. And the plan that you have is that we come to know you as Savior, that we live for you, and that we tell others about you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you touch our young people this morning, everyone online, and even those who are not online this morning. God, I'm praying for a touch upon their lives, a new awakening. Oh, God, realize that there must be a continuation of your work, and that is why you have raised up young people from time to time, as one set is going down, another set is coming up. And even in their youth state, even before they are able to take over leadership of the church and so on, in their state right now, you're able to use them. You're able to help them to have that relationship so that they can share with their peers. I pray that you touch them. I pray that, God, you defeat every plan of the enemy upon their lives. And I pray that, Lord, their hearts will be opened, Lord, to hear from you and to do your will, because we realize that that is really what counts. Oh, God, I know that when they surrender themselves to you, then you put everything else in order. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I pray that you allow young people, oh, God, to find you, oh, God, and to fall in love with you and to keep falling in love with you and to be used by you. Thank you for the messenger this morning. Thank you for using her, Lord. Thank you for the example that you have allowed her to set. And I pray that you'd continue to be with her and bless her and bless her family and use her, Lord, in your ministry. I pray, Lord, that you'd continue to be with us. Let your name be glorified. Bless every one of us, oh God, though every person online this morning. Oh God, that we will take this message to ourselves this morning. Oh God, because you have a plan for the young. You have a plan for the old. You have a plan for the middle age. Help us to surrender to your will and to your ways. And we'll not follow our own ways, but we'll follow your purpose, oh God, so that we can be used by you and we can be effective. And one of these days, as we continue in this straight and narrow path, that, Lord, we will get to reign with you eternally. Bless us continually, and let your name be glorified through us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I now say the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Remember to remain online, those of you who prayed that prayer that Sister Samantha prayed with you. And Sister Samantha will take over from here. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed day in the Lord.